Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Carla Isink with the Marion County Development Commission to talk about selection of this year's Top 10 Under 40.
This has proven to be quite an honor for those who have received it, and also encourages younger business people to want to come and stay in the area and develop their business here, right?
Yeah, we like to tell the stories of our young professionals, whether they be in business or education or healthcare, whatever industry. You know, those young professionals are great stories to tell to help market to other professionals. But it's also about acknowledging the wonderful contributions they're making to our communities and encouraging them to continue to do so, because they're a really vital part of our community. In rural areas, it's really important to have those young professionals engaged.
Of course, everyone is familiar with the need for more employees and more businesses to come to this area, something you've been shooting for. And it's especially important to get younger ones, because if they put down roots here, they may be more inclined to develop their businesses long term. And that's exactly what you're looking for.
Yes, that's correct. And that's why we started the program last year. So 2017 was our first year of doing a top 10. And so this year's our second year. We like to tell their stories, and we're excited to be able to acknowledge them, like I said. But it's also, like I said, part of that longer workforce marketing efforts that we're trying to do, not only here in Marion County, but throughout the state, because of the tremendous needs that our employers have for all types of employees, employees with professional skills, as well as employees with maybe skills that need to still be developed. All types of workers are needed, and we need people to make impacts. And, you know, no matter what a person's position might be in a company, everyone can make an impact on the community by volunteering.
That's important to keep in mind. First of all, since someone may not be the actual owner or CEO or director of their business, just because they aren't at the top of the totem pole doesn't mean that they don't make an important contribution. And the rank and file workers or the mid-level people are really what make a lot of companies go.
That's right. And so, you know, I encourage business owners and business managers to look throughout their company and or their organization, if they're in a school or in a different environment, nonprofit, and look at who are the people really making great contributions, not only in their place of employment, but in the community, and fill out our simple nomination form. And the nominations are due December 28th, and it's really a pretty easy form. We basically need basic contact information, and then we ask about three questions. So it's a pretty easy process for someone to nominate someone in their company. But it's also the opportunity someone can nominate themselves. And so self-nomination is also accepted.
Looking at last year's list, a few familiar names and faces pop up there. And you've probably seen a few success stories already from people who've gone through this process, who've been selected, and have started to go on to bigger things here.
Yeah, and we had last year a very diverse list between all parts of the county, male, female, different industries, and different volunteer opportunities. And so it's very exciting to see them go on and go forward and be able to honor them with a beautiful award, and to be able to recognize them with their peers as well, as their importance to our community. That's not only just for our employers, but our community as well.
You mentioned, of course, volunteer opportunities, and that goes beyond just the business aspect to get people involved in their community. Have you had a lot of examples of these participants going out and doing work for their community at large?
We have, you know, and some of them do them in one organization and they're really involved, and some of them do them in several. But it's really an amazing opportunity, I think, here in the Midwest, especially here in Iowa, and I like to say here in Marion County, we have a great amount of people who understand the importance of community and give back to the community in volunteerism, whether it's something that affects us here in Marion County or statewide, or we have people involved in things across the globe. But it's really, we have a lot of good intentioned people that just don't go home at night and put their feet up, but they also are involved and engaged in making this world a better place.
I bet a lot of outside companies take notice of what these people do.
That's right. And, you know, it's a wonderful aspect of our community to have such engaged people, because we want to attract more people like the ones we have. We are so fortunate to have so many great young professionals, and we hope their stories will help lure others that have like minds to say this might be the opportunity, because we know we have great employers with great jobs, and we just have to get more people to understand that it is also a great place to live here.
this could even lead companies to try to recruit some of these folks, and you can't guarantee that they'll stay forever, but I'm sure a lot of them will want to make Marion County or any other area within Marion County their permanent home, and that's your ultimate goal.
Right, and we're very fortunate because of the number of employers we have here in Marion County. People do change jobs sometimes, but we hope that they don't change residences. We want them to stay here, even though they may find another opportunity for growth professionally, that we hope they stay engaged and stay here living in the community. And we hope for the employers are able to retain employees, because we know how hard and how expensive it is for employers to retrain employees all the time. So retention is very important as well.
Thanks to Carla Isink for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.